Unit 7. 5. COBOL code. Exercise C.
Tom, have you got a minute?
Well...
Look, I know you're busy and I wouldn't bother you if the hothouse people weren't breaking down my door, but...
That's okay, Jerry. No problem. Come in and have a seat. I suppose it's about the appliance design software we put together for them, that multi-purpose program.
That's right, Sleekware, we called it.
So?
Well, they really like Sleekware's user interface. It's faster and more stable than the parent program. They only wish they'd had it all along. It would have saved them a lot of time and hassle. The thing is...
Out with it.
It's the product planning part of the program. When they try to print their cost calculations, they get garbled output.
The printing routines we used are absolutely standard and were thoroughly tested.
I realise that, but I'm getting a lot of flack from these hothouse people. Hotheads would be a better name for them. Can't you do some kind of workaround?
That's not the point. It would be a waste of time and energy to try and doctor up a piece of perfectly sound software. When we were there, the program ran smoothly and they had no complaints. The question is, have they changed anything since?
Yes. You remember they said they wanted to invest in a couple of new printers and print servers.
And what did they end up buying?
Quickie Print.
Well, no wonder they're having trouble. I recommended Joule packets. If they'd followed my advice and invested a few more hundred in decent hardware, they wouldn't be having these problems. We should have pushed the point more.
Maybe, but it was a hard sell. If we'd made it a condition, I'm afraid we would have lost the contract.
Could be, but it's too late now. My only suggestion at this point would be to lend them a printer and print server. If the software runs smoothly, and I'm sure it will, it would prove I'm right and that it's their hardware and not our program that's at fault.
Good, that's a fair offer. I'll get back to you on that.